in a shell round her neck, she would have said, Bob Abbott. I might have had more chance with Eric if I didn't have the voice, though, to be fair. But I think, yeah, as cartoons, they're something that we watch from a young age. And I don't believe any child is born homophobic, racist, or with any hate. I just don't believe you can be born with that. So I think, really, as we become more diverse and as time goes on, I think it's only a good thing from a young age for people to just be accepting and it not be a conversation. It's just, it is what it is.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And I think I've talked about it on the show before as well. You know, my nephew's just now getting to the age where they're starting to ask questions. And my sister's always been like very open with them. Uncle Steve's gay, blah, blah, blah. But they just didn't quite get it. And I said, because they'd still ask my sister, like, why doesn't Uncle Steve have a wife? And be like, because he's gay. but I said, she can't be angry with them because if they've never seen it, how do they know? You know what I mean? Yeah. So, like you said about the stories that we tell kids and all that sort of thing. So I think this is one of those ways in which kids might actually understand that there are sort of other ways of living, I suppose. If it takes Scooby-Doo's Velma being like making a passing reference to her girlfriend or something, then I think that that's great. But I guess the funny thing is that there's going to be people who will be sort of upset or offended by such a thing because they like to keep things the way they are, right?
But there'll be people that love to be outraged. I can only imagine what a percentage of Twitter's saying right now.
Exactly.
But the thing is, for me, it can only be a positive. Do you know what I mean? I know there's going to be some people that are going to be ranting and raving about it, and you can't please all the people all the time. But I just think that the day we get to a point in life where things aren't even an issue, it's like, how can it be a bad thing? Like,
yeah.
Because if you grow up and you're around that, I think it's fair, especially as years go on and we're seeing more and more same-sex couples having children.
Yeah.
I think that kids in their class, when they know that Ben or Sophie has two dads or two mums, again, to them, because they're growing up with that and quite rightly so, it's not even questioned in their head. It's just, that's what it is. So then when Ben and Sophie and the kids in their class become adults, how can that be a bad thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it increases the acceptance and it just gets more and more commonplace.
Yeah, to a point like what we say all the time, like I mean, obviously pride is still a huge thing and an amazing thing. But again, how lovely it would be one day if we get to a point where it is just, we don't have homophobia in the world. I mean, I think we're a little way off yet.
I mean, and there's always going to be places in the world where that sort of stuff happens more regularly than it does here. But it was like when I was in Benidorm, you know, I was seeing lots of sort of older gay couples holding hands and stuff, walking along the promenade on the beach and that, and no one gave them any shit, you know. So, well, as far as I saw. You know, so the world is changing slowly. And I think this is just another example. I think the people that will be sort of upset about it are the ones that don't want anything to change ever. But if we lived like that, then we wouldn't have moved on since, you know, World War II or whatever. So, yeah. You know, things have changed and this is just progress, isn't it, really?
And the thing is, if someone's that deep-rooted, angry about it, and really put out that a cartoon character is gay, they need to sit down and have a word with themselves. It's a cartoon. So if you're really that bothered and it's really, really bugging you, why, babes?
Yeah, like, yeah. What's missing from your life? Like, that you need to be so worried?
I could just imagine there's certain people sat there fuming about it, though.
Yeah, 100%. Like the
danger in love and light, as we wave our rainbow flag.
Yeah, right in their faces.
The question is, though, do you think Robin is? Because there was always this whole thing about Batman and Robin.
Well, I think there were people that sort of wanted them to like be a couple, didn't they? But yeah, I mean, that is a good point. I mean, I think it's always been like hinted at. And I think if I remember rightly, like in the comic books, Superman comic books now that are still released now, Superman has like a bisexual son or a gay son. I'm not exactly sure. So, you know, like they are, I don't know if any sort of Marvel characters or all that have gone into that sort of world, but it will happen eventually. Do you know? I don't mean like Captain Gay or whatever, but like waving his rainbow flag around
in a rainbow cape.
Actually, now I say it, actually, that'd be quite fun. rainbow cape, like a cape, and just like shooting rainbows at people. I think I'll be into that, or like fireworks and glitter.
Guys, this is when the next superhero comes out, guys. This is where you find out first. Keep tuning into FUBAR. We're here to discuss gay cartoons and superheroes. We're here for it.
And if Marvel want to come to us with any, we're happy to consult. That's all I'll say.
Marvel, putting it out there. If you want a live action version of it, call me up. I'll put a bit of Lycra on for you. I'm scared of heights, though, so we'll need a green screen.
That's fine. Maybe you can just be like a really good swimmer or something.
I can be aerial.
Finally.
I can be a gay mermaid.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm so into this. I'm actually really into this. Your mission can be like to clear the oceans of rubbish or something. Like you're like an environmentalist. Yeah. Right. Well, our first guest, Danny, is here. So let's get her in.
Hello,
guys. Hi.
Hello.
How are you today?
Good, thank you. Thanks for joining us, Dan. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all good. Just missing filming, to be honest with you. Really missing filming now.
So obviously this time around, this series, it's all been pre-recorded, isn't it?
Yeah, it's strange because although like filming's done and we're not filming, it's still like behind like 3 months. And I'm only just seeing what we filmed like 3 months ago. It's crazy.
And how does it feel this time round? Obviously not being able to go to filming tomorrow and respond to what's gone out in a previous episode. Is it weird?
It's so weird because it's so strange because you think if I would have seen how people had said certain things, I would have reacted differently. I might have like not reacted so bad, or I would have reacted worse, if you know what I mean. It's so strange watching it back. Because like usually you see as well, don't you, what's being said about you and stuff, and they didn't have any of that this series. So it's like you go into filming not really having a clue, and it's crazy.
Do you prefer it this way round, or being able to respond as time goes on in real time?
Yeah, I think I prefer like as I'm filming it airing, because it's like 3 months down the line, once you're over the situation, you're over the arguments, you have to like relive it again and you're getting all annoyed again. You want to start ranting on social media. It's just like, I just want to forget about the arguments.
Are you told not to sort of thing? Do the producers tell you have to sort of not avoid reacting in time and that?
I think obviously you can react, like they want you to be yourself and you can react and say how you feel, but obviously they don't like want you really going in on each other on social media, because then I suppose it just kind of like, it just makes like fans then troll the other people as well. So they don't want you to kind of encourage trolling. So you have to be really careful.
How did you find the series?
For me, this is like my favourite series that I've filmed so far, definitely. I feel like it's got like the right balance of drama. There's loads of drama this series, but there's also like loads of laughs, which I think is nice. I feel like the other series, it's either been like too much laughs or too much arguments and drama, whereas this series has been like the perfect balance. And obviously I've had like my little group, which I've not had before on the show, so it's made it like a lot more fun to film.
And is this your first series being completely single throughout? Because you've always, whether it's been an episode here or there, or there's always been dramas, isn't there, with me and people.
Yeah, so it's my first
full series, yeah. How have you found that?
My first series, obviously, my very first episode, I was set up on a blind date with obviously Liam, and then it was kind of intense straight away, and like we straight away from there, like I weren't single. As soon as we started speaking, we just knew it was going to be together, and it carried on. So throughout TOWIE, I've been in a relationship. I mean, going to film and this time, at first it was like upsetting because you're used to having that one person with you all the time. But it's just been so fun. I've preferred it so much more. Being single on TOWIE is just like 10 times better than in a relationship. You get to just like be yourself, give your own opinions without having to worry about the other person and what they're going to like, if it's going to affect them or not. You can just do whatever you want to do. So it's a lot more fun, yeah.
How's the drama been? What's been going on?
It's been non-stop. from the first week of filming in Dominican, I thought this series was going to be no arguments for me, because the only time I was in arguments...
Wishful thinking.
I thought that I spoke too soon. Because do you know what? Like, previously, the only times I was in arguments is if I was backing my boyfriend. So I thought, now I'm single, I've got no beef. Like, there's no beef because they all hate Liam. They don't hate me. And then I come back and I was like, fuck me, was I wrong? Like, everyone carried on the beef and, like, kind of made up with Liam. And then it was just me. I kind of ended up off, like, on the worst end of it and having dramas with absolutely everyone. So kind of backfired, sticking up for my ex. But what can you do?
And what's your relationship with him like now? That's not a ringing endorsement.
No, I'm just trying to think, how can I word this? No, I don't know. But since the end of, after, obviously throughout filming, we're arguing. Next week's episode, we're arguing. But like after filming, so the end of August, I don't know if I should even be saying this, but I'm just going to say it. Towards the end of August, we did meet up, we did clear the air. But then, like, we weren't getting back together, but obviously we decided to be friends. He was still telling me he loved me, still telling me this, that, and he wants to go for dinner. And then 2 days later, I see on his Instagram story, he's seeing another girl. So, and we haven't spoke since, so it's just a bit weird.
I wanted to ask you, obviously, I'm trying to think about, you know how hard, I'm trying to think of all series roll into one, didn't they?
Yeah, it's the last series...
That there was the not the drama, but there was you and the Roman thing, and people were saying Roman had the fallout with Gatsby, didn't he? And there was that kind of love triangle. Not that it was a love triangle, but kind of was made to be. Where? I mean, it's so confusing, isn't it? Where are you at with that now?
So obviously, we had all the arguing last series, and then this series there was another argument. But obviously, me and Roman had kissed after me and Liam had broke up a month later, and then that obviously got back to Liam and he was fuming. But me and Roman are just still friends. Like, we are just friends. There's nothing really in it, to be honest with you. It was just purely drunken kiss again, and that's it. Nothing more to it.
But, like, everything gets blown out of proportion, doesn't it? Because wasn't the first time round, you'd only ever had a kiss before, hadn't you? There'd never been anything more than that. There was never a relationship. There was never anything more than a kiss.
No, we had kissed, like, a few months before I had got with Liam. We had drunkenly kissed again, which obviously doesn't look great, but we had drunkenly kissed them. And then it was like, and then Liam found out, like, weren't too happy about that. And then obviously he found out we had kissed after we broke up, and he wasn't too happy about that. But I think no one could really understand, apart from me and Roman, that there's just like nothing in it. It's just simply drunk kiss. Do you know what I mean? But to everyone else, obviously everything gets blown up and they think we must be sleeping together or we must be secretly seeing each other. But there's actually nothing going on.
Go on. I feel like you... Go on.
So what can we expect for how many episodes are left of this series now? Where are you? Halfway through now?
Yeah, I think we're just over halfway. I still think we've got maybe 4 or 5, I think. So
what's to come in then?
Still arguing. But it's just, I should never ever, next series I'm never going to say I'm having no drama in this series, because it's been my worst series for arguing, because I think I just jinxed myself. So the next episode's coming up is me arguing with the ex, and then I think after that we kind of just put things to bed and it's chilled. But yeah,
you're so right. I remember over the 10 years on that show, whenever I was about to start a series and famous last words, I go, I think this one's going to be relatively drama-free. The minute you say it, for some reason, they're the most unlikely ones, but it goes the complete other way. So, yeah, I hear you, sister.
Yeah, honestly, I'm never saying it again, because you do, you just set yourself up for it. You say you're not going to have any drama, and then that's it every single episode, every single day you're having these rows, so...
Did you end up in a bit of drama with Chloe Meadows? What's happened there?
Yeah, it was Chloe Meadows and Chloe Meadows and Courtney, but more so Chloe, I would say. I'll be honest, my half, I don't know them girls. Everyone does tell me they're both lovely girls, so I never had an issue with them. Like, the only times I'd argue, I'm trying to think. I was just sticking up for Liam at the time, so I went into filming thinking there wouldn't be no problem with these girls at all. I had no issue with them, and then obviously it came apparent that they didn't, they just had an issue with me. Like, they were saying, coming over, saying hello to all my friends and not saying hello to me. And then they kind of said they thought I had caused the arguments between them and Liam when I had nothing to do with it. It was just very weird. Everything kind of got turned around on me. And although Liam was like, oh, no, like, she didn't ever tell me not to be friends with you, they still just continued and they carried on setting indirect stories about me, saying I was, like, the problem with their friendship. But for me, it's like one-sided drama, because I genuinely didn't have an issue with them girls at all. Like I said, I didn't know them. So it was all kind of out of the blue for me. I was quite caught off guard, not going to lie.
It does make me realise, and I quite enjoy how drama-free my friendship group is. I don't know how you guys do it on the show, because it's like constant, right? Is that like real life though? I mean, it is, but like...
Oh my God, yeah, it's real life. Like, and do you know what just makes it worse? Like, we've stopped filming, so you think, oh, no more drama, and you're bumping into them down the road from the house. Like, it's just like, it's constant. And you think, oh, I'm going to have a little break, I'm not going to see them. But we go out, we only pop up the high street, me and Janae's, and we're bumping into Courtney, and we're bumping into Chloe, and it's like, I would rather just keep my distance.
Yeah, God, honestly, I don't know how you guys do it. It's very impressive. I'm impressed. Yeah.
Stressful. I try to stay out of it, but...
Fair. Well, Danny, thanks so much for joining us this evening. Really appreciate it. And best of luck with the rest of the series. You know what's coming, but everyone else doesn't, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Just more drama, as you expect.
Pleasure. I'll take care, Dan. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. See you later.
Bye. Bye. Honestly, it just makes my heart, like, I can't even stand, like, a slightly tense 2 seconds. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. It's just, not for me, but I'm impressed at the people that can do it.
Yeah, nothing changes. It's just the same drama, but just with different people. Recycles itself year after year after year.
Yeah, really good point, that. Right, well, our second guest, Katie Alex, the new star of The Real Housewives of Cheshire, is here. So let's get her in.
Let's do it.
Am I here?
Yeah, perfect.
It's in my messy kitchen.
Oh, I love your kitchen. I love your doors.
Do you? Do you like those?
Yeah. Oh, stunning.
Bob loves like nosing around in people's backgrounds. Before he's gone to guests, can you just tell me where that lamp's from?
I'm obsessed with interior design and home furnishings. Yours
I'm
beautiful.
In the middle of it all. Honestly, Bobby, it's a nightmare. I'm absolutely ill with it.
It's so lovely to have you on the show and to talk to you.
Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. Right, so got to go straight in. Let's talk the show. You know I love a bit of Real Housewives. How are you finding it, your first series?
How am I finding it? It's been emotional. It's been eventful. An experience. A positive one. In the end, it was a bit rocky to start with. I think I still have work to do on a couple of the girls. But yeah, on the whole, a positive life experience.
You seem to be struggling with saying that. Is it not quite? But no, you must have known what you were signing up for, right? I mean, like, no one goes into Real Housewives thinking that they're just going to be sort of, I don't know, pruning the roses and making dinner. You know, they want drama and stuff. So you knew, right?
You just weren't expecting it. I thought I'd have it easy being the new girl. how wrong was I?
It's more like fresh meat, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. Walking into the dragon's den, yeah.
You say it was tough at the start of the series. What was the hardest bit for you? Because obviously joining a show, being a newbie, I guess is daunting anyway. But what made it more tough?
I guess the history with one of the other housewives, and the fact that the other cast members didn't quite understand that.
Are you talking about Lauren?
Yeah. So it wasn't as though I didn't know anybody, and I was they all had to get to know me, you know, as this person they'd never met, and vice versa. there was always that established connection. it was really tricky. It was a really interesting dynamic, and it was going to go one or two ways.
I like the use of the word interesting there. It's like you may yeah. inverted commas.
Yeah.
The situation being a little bit, I guess, tricky, is it right to say, with Lauren, is that because of the history with her and your fella? Or have there been issues between you two before the show?
No, not between Lauren and I. No. I mean... I'm limited to what I can say, but
you can say it all.
Yeah, nice try. So it is a little bit deeper than that. You know, there's a lot that the public don't know, and that involves my husband's friendship with, you know, Lauren's ex-partner. He was friendly with us. You know, they had their issues. Obviously, I'm not going to say anything out of turn, respect Lauren's privacy, etc. But it goes a little bit deeper than Lauren just dating Mason 20-odd years ago. And also, you know, Lauren has remained a friend of the family. You know, she's my mother-in-law's really close friend. So there is a little bit more to it than that.
So... because of that situation, because they, like you say, become family, friends, and you know, in the partners and all that, was you shocked that it was as awkward as it was then?
Because I kind of thought
you would walk into it and it'd probably be a different ball game.
Yeah, to be honest, I thought I'd be able to lean on Lauren a little bit. You know, contacted her before the show, and you know, I was nervous. I was scared. I've done nothing like this before. It's totally alien to me. Debated whether I should be doing it for quite a while. Lauren, I feel like Lauren, you know, knew that I probably would do it. It was really difficult. I wasn't expecting what I got, put it that way.
Is it true that it took you quite a long time to sort of negotiate to go on to the show? Is that because you were worried about that sort of stuff going on, or was
it? No. So last year, I had a chat with producers. I was approached, but there was a lot going on in my life last year. We had moved house. We were still locked down. I'd lost my dad 2 weeks prior to being contacted. So everything was kind of up in the air. You know, I was still sorting everything out regarding my dad. We weren't in our own home. I still had a child that was with me a few days a week. She hadn't started school. And when I do something, I like to give it 100%. Mm-hmm. And I knew that I wouldn't be able to do that last year. My initial reaction when I was asked, if I'm honest, it was, not a cat in hell's chance, because I've watched the show and I know what it's about. But then when I was contacted again, it was a bit like, you know what? Shall I? Shan't I? You know, it'd be great to you know, let women out there know, you know, that women in the general public know what I do for a living. It's an experience. You know, my husband's like, oh, well, you know, literally just do whatever you want. You know, I think you should do it. Like, he's a chance taker. So it was kind of Mason really in the end that convinced me to do it. And I'm glad I've done it. Don't get me wrong. I really am. It's a life experience.
You touched upon work. You do, and I know, forgive me if I'm wrong, but I know in Essex a few girls in my friendship group that have had forms of design of vaginas or treatments as such, not so much surgical, but like with electrodes and things. What is it you do? I know is it similar? Forgive me if I'm kind of, it's not my area of anatomy, I'll be honest.
I have no idea what your friends have done to their vaginas. However, I don't do the jazzles, if that's what you're asking me.
The jazzles are so 2010 anyway. What's their question?
In fact, I think Sammy looked like put the jazzles on the map. I'm a medical professional, I'm a nurse, and I use a medical device that emits radio frequency to vaginal tissues. Basically, it's got very long story short, I treat ladies who are suffering from stress urinary incontinence, vaginal laxity, so they might feel the vagina's a little bit laxer than it used to be, they might have lost collagen, fibres, elastin, they might be dry, they might suffer from dryness, uncomfortable intercourse, or they might just have like a vaginal dysmorphia where they don't like the appearance of the external vulva. And I use radio frequency to thicken and tighten the vaginal canal to support the bladder, and hopefully stop any of those leaks. And I shrink the external labia. So the external bit is kind of the aesthetic bit where it's like a facelift basically for your vagina, but internally it's more medical.
I was going to say, I've had facials in the past that sound a bit like that. You know, with the prog, which I guess is kind of tightening. I guess it's obviously a more intense version, but down there. But Joe's like, regardless of the aesthetic, I guess doing that probably really changes some people's confidence and women's lives, does it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I love it when ladies come into me on their final treatment and they're like, I haven't had to put a towel in my bag, I haven't had to wear a pad. Yeah, you know, one of the things, a common theme that I didn't know about before I kind of trained it in this area, was ladies who were going to the gym and yoga and doing exercises, who were suffering from stress urinary incontinence, never wore like colourful leggings, bright leggings, because they showed the leaks and the drips. Mm. I never knew that. And for ladies to be able to come in a bright pair of leggings, it is incredible.
Or things patterns that probably some people take for granted, isn't it?
Yeah, like, so
to be able to do that and change someone's life, and something that's relatively easy to do about going under a general anaesthetic or something, it's incredible. Yeah.
And no downtime. That's the thing. So there's no downtime with it, no discomfort. It literally is like a hot stone massage externally. Internally, you feel very little at all.
Vagina, I'd be coming to you and I'd let you go by.
There's still time, Bob, maybe one day. How did you kind of come across this? How did this sort of decide this is something you wanted to do?
So I was a nurse and then I was a health visitor. And during my time as a health visitor, I used to go and see mums who had just given birth, assess the baby's health and progress. A lot of these contacts with the mothers and babies, mothers would report the same common theme. I'm trying to lose my baby weight, but I can't because I wet myself. Or baby's fine, my vagina's not. Things don't look the same. A multitude of problems, but generally speaking, it was all to do with their intimate area. Mm. And at the time, the only thing I could advise was to speak to your GP, do your pelvic floor exercises, or, you know, or if it was severe, then there is the option of invasive surgery. Which has got, it comes with its risks. It's risks of nerve damage, the general anaesthesia, the downtime, the discomfort, infection, you know, the list is endless. For some people, that is absolutely necessary, and that's fine. But for the majority of ladies, it's not necessary. And, you know, after having my little girl and choosing to go down the aesthetic route, I did a lot of research into kind of innovative treatments, innovative devices. And I even kind of researched what was being launched in America. And this was one of the treatments that had just been launched in America. I contacted the company. Then it was brought to the UK, found out what it did. And I was like, wow, this is incredible. So yeah, that's how I got into it.
Amazing.
Yeah. But what if I actually, so just going back to the Housewives, because I love the franchise, obviously I love the
And you beat on it.
Yeah, I've made a few appearances. I absolutely love yours. But I do love, and all the franchises, but I love and I live for the reunions. How did you find that? Because that's got to be more daunting.
I was petrified.
I bet.
I was petrified of that reunion.
How did it go down? Was it as dramatic as they normally are?
Bobby, is that a serious question? Are we talking Real Housewives of Cheshire reunion? Like, on the edge of your chair.
Can you give us any spoilers?
Can't spoil anything, Bobby. Got to watch it. Shit went down.
Was any drama resolved, or will things carry on to next series?
Think it might just roll over.
Yeah. And can you see can you and Lauren ever be friends, do you think? And is there water under the bridge, or is that it's done?
Yeah, listen. Where are we up to now? I'm trying not to give too much away. I think we're up to episode 6, aren't we?
We're about to let the reunion now. You can tell us all.
No, like, listen, Lauren and I have a discussion. And things have improved massively. Listen, it's good. It's good for now.
Anything to watch out for on the reunion? Like you say, they're always dramatic. There's always a ding-dong.
Listen, back at you. Who do you think kicks off on the reunion?
Gosh, that's all between you girls. It could be any of you.
Not me.
Let me have a little think. Who do I think it? It's hard. Because the thing is, as well, and what I'm always intrigued, so I know you film it ahead of time while the series is still going out. So I'm kind of always, because they show you episodes of what's to come, because you're almost going into them reunions blind, aren't you? Because half the series still hasn't aired.
Yeah.
Which kind of makes it tricky, but I always love, from the minute I kind of see the photos, or you know, when you're like, if you're on ITV Hub, I'm always fascinated by the positioning of the girls on the sofa, because I think that's very strategic. Where a producer places you. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's always a reason who sat where. What's your theme of the series, by the way? Because there's normally a theme, isn't there, with the dresses? Like a colour.
No. It was black and gold, wasn't it? Not for the reunion, but for all the titles.
And what about reunion theme, or is there not really one?
No, there wasn't one this year. Great set, though. It was a great set. It was lovely.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Do you think now you've done a series and you've got a reunion under your belt, because they've got to be the most daunting things, the first of both, are you quite confident going into your second now?
Yeah, you know what I do? I feel like I've found my feet now.
And I guess you've got to find your voice, because it's quite an intimidating show to go on to, or reality TV in general nowadays, let's have it right. But I think once you've got a couple under your belt, you're a bit like, no, hold on a minute, you find your voice, don't you? You know one's full.
Yeah, and I feel like maybe I came across, or maybe it was, you know, I came in on a huge storyline and it was intense and the conversations were quite serious. You know, and after it all, I was like, you know what? I don't think the general public have actually seen me for me. Because actually, I love a good laugh. And I get up to all sorts with my friends. But it was all very serious. So I'd like to have a better series, next series.
We can't wait to see it, I guess, in that in that case. Well, Katie, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And best of luck with the rest of it.
Thank you. All right, guys.
Hey, hey, babes.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
I mean, similar to what I was saying to Towie, right? It's the, I don't know how people do it with the drama, but good for her.
Absolutely. And their setups are completely different ball game to Terry. Like, whenever I've been on it, I'm just amazed how literally they don't even know when they're filming half the time. The cameras are just following everything.
Right,
like,
well,
where's the scenes? Are you going into a scene? They're like, no, this is it. They just film the whole party.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, you generally don't know what conversation's even going into the show. So they must literally sit there every week not having a clue what's going to be in the episode.
Completely different kettle of fish, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, great show. Yeah, nice
reality
to speak
special.
A little with the Ladies of Reality TV special. Yeah, definitely. Got anything exciting coming up this week, Bob?
Not really. A bit of a low-key week this week, I think, really. Yeah, nothing too exciting. How about you, babe?
I'm actually going to see Strictly on Saturday night.
Oh, amazing.
Which will be really fun. And I've got a friend over who I'm seeing for dinner on Friday night. Lots of nice little bits.
Oh, lovely. Well, say hello to Will for me on Saturday.
I will. I certainly will. Cool. Well, thanks everyone for listening. Until next week, goodbye.
Bye, guys.
Tuesday Takeover with One True Pairing on FUBAR Radio.
Thank you. Welcome, everybody. One True Pairing Takeover on FUBAR Radio. It's my absolute pleasure to be here with you all. Hope you're listening. Hope you're sitting somewhere very comfortably. Let's have some Peggy.
Ain't no common fight. Ain't no real money in rap, niggas. Niggas be talking shit. I tell them pull up, bitch. Cease to exist. Alright.
Don't get exposed, nigga. Keep cold, nigga. Only in it for the cash and my gold. Shit post, nigga.
I died too, so much Twitter.
Ain't no details,
no.
Ain't no conversations,
no.
Ain't no real money in rap. It's all retail facts. It's all outrage. Y'all put this pussy in a prime position.
For real.
Young Peggy, I'm a false prophet. Bringing white folks this new religion. My fans need new addictions. Niggas be talking shit. I tell them pull up, bitch. Cease to exist. Don't get exposed, nigga. Keep cold, nigga. Only in it for the cash, my gold, nigga. Shit post, nigga.
I will do like this.
Say what you said on Twitter right now.
Exactly.
You only brave with a board and a mouse.
You wouldn't talk when I put you in the ground.
Don't leave the house.
Don't get capped by a nigga in a motherfucking gown.
Fuck! These niggas fragile. Rapping so good to me, I hope it get me canceled. I hope that I'll be dazzled. Ooh, bitch, I must be scared. I packed a fix in case you bitches want a scandal. I can't. Glock with the dick. Y'all be typing it. Y'all ain't gon' do shit.
Pussy ass life.
Ace. Really good to be here. One True Pairing Takeover. I've got my good friend and stage mate Josh Taylor-Moon in the place.
Oh yeah.
He's doing okay, you well?
I'm alright, I've got a pint of water.
He's got a pint of water, yeah. I've got a black coffee. It's instant coffee, but you know, this is internet radio. So, I'm about to give Josh PTSD by playing one of my songs. You want to hear one of my songs?
I'd love to, once more. Yeah, is this the last time though?
Hell no. It's One True Pairing.
Never seen him ashore like. Though it was something I'd never find. But two lives entwined, a star-crossed, I would live to save this love we found. Bound forever, and I'm not some kind of white knight. I was burning all my hope and all my life. Two lives entwined, a star crossed, I would never forsake this love we found. Bound forever, you and I want the same thing. Yeah.
believe the things I saw. We wear these scars like silver for all the teeth, for all the clothes. But two lives entwined, the star-crossed, I would never forsake this love we found. But bound forever, you and I want the same thing. Look in the wrong places, heaven of our own making. Won't you pay? Still looking in my pursuit.
Hi guys, it's One True Pairing Takeover on FUBAR Radio. This is Tom, also known as... Sorry, Thomas Fleming, also known as One True Pairing. I got my my good friend and bandmate, Josh Taylor Moon here, do we call it that?
I think we can call it
that. Yeah. He's just been on a very exhaustive tour with me. He's the real talent in it, playing everything, synthesizer.
I'm triggering everything, not necessarily playing.
We are triggering everything, eh? Eh,
hey,
am I right?
Hey.
I'm all right.
That's good.
We got some guests coming on. Pretty soon we're going to have the wonderful Richard Dawson on the phone. We can have Ellie Moore from Help Musicians. We can have the wonderful folk singer Sam Lee. We can have the amazing novelist Cash Carraway. We can have Matt from Algiers, the wonderful rock band. It's going to be a hell of a show. Please do stay with us. I'm going to play you a song by good friends of mine. This is a track by Dona Lenz. It's called Dimensions, The Size of My Love. Hi, everybody. I think I have my first guest on the phone. Please welcome the wonderful Richard Dawson. Are you here, Richard?
Hello.
Amazing. Thank you for coming on.
You did it.
No problem.
Yeah, we did it. I made it work. I made it happen. Pleasure to have you on the show. I'm a huge fan of yours, as I hope many of the listeners are. They bloody well should be. Congratulations on the record.
Cheers. Thank you very much. I should just say I've got a black cat on my shoulder called Trouble, and she's sort of purring into the phone, and she's doing her best to rub her scent glands on it.
That's perfect. I kind of wish I had you in the studio with your cat, to be honest. So that would have been live and things.
She's pretty full on. She doesn't like to travel though. So
I think if a cat says something, you've just got to do. Do you know what I mean? I think cats tend to be the boss.
You do. You've got to listen. Did you ever see that book, The Codex Serafinianus?
I actually did not. Please tell us about it.
It's an incredible book of drawings and this kind of script, which is in some unknown language or code, but the guy who made the book...
Carry on, please.
He had a white cat on his shoulder throughout the process of making it, and he writes in the notes that he believes the book was written by the white cat.
Amazing. I mean, are you sure this wasn't on Peasant?
Well, I was just thinking maybe I can't guarantee you what I'll say to you in the next few minutes will be my own words. It might be Troubles.
that's perfect for us, to be honest. So I saw your show at the Moth Club in Hackney recently, and I think I got to speak to you very briefly afterwards after several pints of warm ale, and I believe you, and your voice had been quite lost by that point, but. I found the whole thing very, very moving. As I find the new record very moving, and I was not alone. I was stood next to a group of men who clearly didn't know your music very well and were losing it every time you sort of sang a new line. Especially from the new, the new record is obviously, I don't want to put too many words in your mouth, but obviously Peasant was about a sort of like a time past, and 2020 is more about times as of yesterday or tomorrow. Is that correct?
Yeah, you know, not just those things, but certainly like the kind of surface of the records has these the show at the Moth Club was kind of interesting for us, because it was the first show with Andrew, the new drummer.
That was his first show?
That was, yeah.
Blimey, okay.
My former drummer, Matt, is the singer in Pigs, 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 Pigs.
Okay. I did not know that.
They're going so well, and it was just too many things going on, so we had to have a sort of change of personnel. So it was Andrew's first show and my first show with these new songs. And,
no pressure.
it was a really like a white knuckle ride, and... we couldn't really believe it was happening when it did, and of course, when we came out, it was so hot in there.
It was really sweaty. Yeah, I turned up in full winter coat and trying to look cool in my cap, and it was a real mistake. It was a real sweat fest.
Yeah, I was like dripping on my guitar before we'd even like.
I don't want to be too much of a nerd, but I kind of want to talk about, because I'm a guitar player too, and I kind of wanted to talk about your guitar playing. Firstly, it's really good, and it's really unusual, and it's I can detect a kind of folk thing, but correct me if I'm wrong, there's also a kind of metal thing going on, some of the harmonies on the record, there's a lot of kind of Sabbath, Maiden, System of a Downy sort of stuff, and stop me if I'm wrong.
It's all in there. Everything you hear goes in and gets regurgitated, and then you've got to shat it out somehow.
Yeah, it just falls out of you, right?
Yeah, I think with the more metal side of things, I really love this band Circle from Finland, and
oh yeah,
the metal is a big element of what they do, and it's helped me to sort of re-embrace that side, just to be like unashamed. You know, there's nothing to be ashamed of in music, and it kind of suited these songs to have more of those elements, almost like a dad rock. I was thinking about Journeys with my dad and his cassette, his suitcase of cassette.
Oh, wonderful. Rotated, yeah, yeah.
Taped off the radio. So, I wanted to make like a pretty much a dad rock album.
Funnily enough, that's what I wanted to do. I opened the show with Animal by Def Leppard, and I kind of want to continue in that vein today.
Very good.
Yeah, I'm glad you think so. People look at me like a mental when I say that. but yeah, I mean, yeah, the record's amazing. Maybe we should play some, if that's all right with you.
Sure.
Amazing. This is Civil Servant by Richard Dawson.
Your teeth, drain your cup, move down a bowl of ready break, fasten a tie around your neck. All over the city we arise, arise. For a job we despise, despise, despise. I don't want to go into work this morning. Seats, staring at phone screens and our own feet.